Well, hello, sweetheart. I'm so glad you're finally up. I was starting to worry I'd mess up the dose there. You're a big guy, and I had to make sure you'd be out long enough for me to bind you. You'll have to forgive me, babe. I've never drugged anyone before. God, this whole situation must seem so crazy to you right now. But love makes us do crazy things sometimes, doesn't it? And you got me looking so crazy in love. God, there are so many things I love about you. You're so strong and charming. And you've always had a way with words. But sometimes, I forget how stupid you can be. Oh, baby, stop trying to talk. You're gagged. It's the one you bought for me. But it's not quite the right size. So, naturally, I shoved my panties in your mouth, too. You know. Just for good measure. Didn't you think it was odd that, after weeks of being distant, I suddenly became your perfect little princess again tonight? Then I greeted you on my knees, wearing your favorite lingerie, and had a whole speech ready about just wanting to cater to you. Then I just so happened to have a glass of that cognac you love so much, right there for you, already in my hands. Oh, wipe that confused look off your face. You know exactly why you're here. Last night, I pretended to be asleep when you came home. And after you finally dozed off, I took a look through your phone. There it is. Ah, yes, that's the reaction I was waiting for. That's right, sweetie. I know you've been cheating on me. And at first, I had the strongest urge to pick up a baseball bat and smash the windows of your car. And then, you know, find that woman's address. But I caught myself. I remembered who I am. Or rather, who I was. Before you changed me. I realized I don't want to lose my pride by fucking up that bitch. I'd rather fuck you up instead. So I drugged your cognac tonight, tied you to our bed, and gagged you. Oh, are you trying to break out of the ropes now and throw me off of you? That's so cute. But I've learned a lot from watching you over the years. I made sure you were secure for me. Stop squirming. It's useless anyway. Who the fuck do you think I am? You don't get to disobey me anymore. Lie. Still. That's better. Now, I want you to listen to me very closely. That perfect, submissive little princess you married, she's gone. I only became her because I thought that's what you wanted. I tried so hard to change for you. Close my mouth more. Try to be softer, prettier, less awake. I knelt at your feet and put my body at your mercy. Became your wife, your sub, your perfect woman. And you repaid me by breaking my heart. But even though I hate you right now, I still love you so much, baby. You're still my husband. And I think I know how we can work this out. See, I realize now I should have never let you be my daddy. Letting you have that kind of power over me when you so clearly couldn't be trusted with it. That was my first mistake. You've always had such a God complex, and my submission fed right into it. But we're going to fix that. You're going to start changing for me now. You're going to let me break you down and remake you into my perfect little boy. You're not my daddy anymore. And I'm not your princess. From now on, I'm your queen. And if you don't want me to divorce you, you're going to have to start showing your queen the respect she deserves. Not if you understand me. Good boy. I knew you'd want to work this out. Now, I'm going to lower myself down until this cock, excuse me, my cock. Oh, God, yeah. And you're going to let me hurt you. Because if we're going to rebuild our marriage, you need to learn. When you hurt me, you hurt yourself. And then... Oh, because you've taken so much from me, I'm going to take something from you. Something that will guarantee you never cheat on me again. You're going to fuck a baby into me tonight. I'm going to be your dom, your queen. The mother of your child. And you're going to be a very, very good boy for me, aren't you? Oh, no! Don't you dare try to look away. After all the times you demanded eye contact from your princess, suddenly you can't show the same respect to your queen? You do not get to hang your head in shame now. You should have felt shame before you turned me into your doormat and made me feel worthless and unwanted. Before you cheated on me. If I have to dig my nails into your jaw and force you to look at me, I will. I don't care if I leave scars all over that pretty face of yours. You're gonna watch me hurt you. And you're going to make eye contact with me as you get me pregnant. Or I swear to God, I will hop off your dick right now and walk out that door and you will never see me again. That's more like it. Oh, don't pout, baby. This is good. We're going to be so much happier after this, you'll see. This is what you really need, what both of us need. Come on, don't just lie there. Buck your hips for me while I ride my cock. Oh, that's right. You know how I like it. Don't you? You were always so good at rocking my world before. Maybe that's different now. Clearly, you forgot your vows. Maybe you forgot how to fuck me, too. Maybe you can't do it for me anymore. Oh, that's it, baby. Good fucking boy. As much as I want to hate you right now, I can't help but love the way we make love. Oh, my God, I'm so furious with you. Do you have any idea what these past weeks has been like for me? I gave you everything I had, upgraded your entire life, worked so hard to make a home for you. You were so good, sweetheart. At first. That's it. But all of a sudden, something didn't feel right. You stopped speaking to me. And there were days where I found myself praying to catch you whispering something. Anything at all. But you never did. Then you started staying out later and later. Coming home at 3 a.m. and lying to me about where you've been. And the times you were here, it felt like you'd rather be somewhere else. And you were like a magician, trying to exist in two places at once, trying to make yourself disappear. And don't even get me started how much worse the sex got. I mean, you haven't made me come in weeks. Oh, God, but you're gonna make me come now, aren't you? You're gonna make your queen come all over her cock. Yeah, and you're gonna come inside me. Because after everything you've taken from me, the least you can do is give me a fucking baby. Oh, yeah. Something that will always love me. Not like you. You've been such a bad boy. You've never been able to serve your queen like this. Oh, but baby, you're gonna make up for all those ways you've hurt me. All those ways you've destroyed me. Mind, body, and soul. I'm going to have your baby. I'm going to take everything you can give me. And you're going to give it to me. Because you don't have to hold anything back from me. Not anymore. You're gonna be a good boy. You're gonna come for me. Right? Right? Oh God, I'm gonna come. Come for me, baby. Come inside me. Oh God. Wow, I finally see why you like being a dom so much. I mean, I haven't felt this powerful in years. Oh, God. Who knew breakup sex would be so hot? Oh. Right. All that stuff before? I decided to leave the second I found out you were cheating on me. Oh, come on. Did you really think I was staying with you after what you did? I've been waiting to say this since the second I saw those text messages on your phone. Boy, bye. God, I'd say I'm sorry for lying to you, but... Oh, gosh, I'm not sorry at all. Now, you'll have to excuse me. Me and my ladies have planned to hit up the club tonight. I think I might even wear those sexy 6-inch heels you bought me. You know, really start my single life off with a bang. My lawyer will call you first thing in the morning. Oh, did you want someone to untie you? Well, I'm certainly not going to do it. Oh, maybe you should call your new bitch and see if she can. Where's your phone? Oh, here it is. I'll put this in your hands for you. Now, if you want to get out of those ropes, you better call Becky with the good hair.